It is the Friday Show, and Neil Atkinson with Emma Sanders, Mike Kearney and Paul Cope to talk about the fourth round of the FA Cup. We've got callers who are going to have a chat to us about Chorley, Crawley and Cheltenham. So all the teams beginning with C are dealt with. We've just got to do all the other ones. And that is all to come over the course of this show. But this is, and it'll be coming recurring as a theme over and over, Emma, where this is a little different for the fourth round of the FA Cup, it isn't just the idea of the ties being decided now on the day. But it is also this new notion, which I think does change things a little bit, especially from the point of view of the supporter, is knowing what the fifth round will be. And watching the fifth round come together before your very eyes and having a real sense of where there's a good draw or where there's a bad draw. And it changes your perception as to what you want in the football matches.
Yeah, I mean, you say that fans know the fifth round draw. I haven't got a clue. Like, honestly, I forget about a second after it's been drawn. in all seriousness, it does add a little bit of spice, doesn't it, when you're watching the game and you know what potential opponents you could have next. And I think for those supporters, especially for teams lower down in the divisions, you know, the ones that could be given an easy tie, as you might describe it, will probably... It might give those players a bit of a boost, knowing that actually, if they get through this game, there's a good chance that they've got an opportunity to get, you know, even further in the competition, and that surely is going to give the players a boost.
We've got the first one is, I'm going to go over to Mick Coyle in a minute, Mike, to talk about Chorley versus Wolves. But one of the things that's really interesting there is, you know, Mick himself, I've already spoke to him, he knows that almost certainly what happens, like 99 times out of 100, if not even more, Wolves beat Chorley. That's what should happen. So what we know off the back of that is because the winners of Southampton Arsenal will therefore know that they're almost certainly going to get Wolves. So they can prepare for that game with the idea of, you know, it's a Premier League tie this time and it'll be a Premier League tie next time in the midweek. And I think that might influence managers thinking that example is one, but there are other examples a bit more than we would expect.